Afternoon, Jim's on the phone line. City clerk for the beautiful city of Muskegon Heights, Jennifer Ross, is on the line. How's my sister doing today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing blacknificent. You know, my first interview with you since you have taken on that title.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes. Yes, so proud of you. Okay, what, 5 days out now, right?
Yes, yep, the big day is on Tuesday. Polls open at 7 o'clock in the morning, close at 8 o'clock in the evening. There's still time for people to get an absentee ballot in between now and then. I'm here at the clerk's office until about 6:15 this evening. And then I'm here on Saturday, so... What? Saturday from 8 to 4.
8 to 4. Do you have early voting going on Saturday? If I want to come there and vote and I'm a Muskegon Heights resident, can you do that?
Yep, so that's what the absentee is. So you come in, you fill out the application to be an absentee voter, and we give you your ballot right then and there. We have space here in City Hall where you can come and fill out your ballot, or you can take it home with you and then just drop it in the one of the ballot boxes that we have at City Hall. There's one outside the door, nice black boxes, absentee ballots and applications on the front of it. And then there's one inside. As soon as you come in the door, there's another box that you can put your ballot in.
What has been the response to absentee ballots so far?
It's actually the best it's been since really the pandemic. So we've sent out over, as of today, over 900 absentee ballots. And we've received over 600 back. So that's really good.
Wow, good.
I've talked to some clerks from around the area and also from around the state. And so this year there was a lot of third parties that sent out the absentee application. And so, you know, people returned them, but, you know, so that made the number go up in and of itself. But we're just waiting on those 303 that have their ballots to bring them back, and we are ready to receive them.
Wow. You know, people are confused about the proposals. What what can you share with us about the different proposals?
So what I've been saying is, because I do have to stay nonpartisan and I don't want to like go too deep into it.
Right. I get it.
The best that I've been telling people is just really do the research for yourself. If you go to the Secretary of State's website, they have the language there. And then, you know, you can kind of draw your own conclusion from what you read there. But that's where the language is, and that's how you'll see it right on the ballot. They have it on the Secretary of State website. And if you want to look at a sample ballot, it's there as well. And you can go to the county website and view a sample ballot. I also have some copies here at City Hall of sample ballots.
Wow. Okay, so what if we haven't registered? It's too late now, right? Or can you still register and vote?
No, absolutely you can still register and vote. In Michigan, you can register and vote in the same day.
Oh, that's dope.
So that's pretty dope. Yeah. So you do have to do it in person. You can't go online and register to vote at this point, but you do have to do it in person. You do have to show proof of residency. But yeah, you just see your local clerk office and they will get you taken care of.
That is cool. That is cool. Now, how has your experience been this last, 3-4 months as the city clerk?
It's been pretty dope. So, you know, people that know me know I've always been involved in like get out the vote drives. And, you know, I've taken days off work to take people to the polls to vote. So this has always been something that's like been near and dear to my heart. Like I, you know, was on air yesterday and I said, our ancestors didn't have this right. So like, we got to show up for them. And when I say ancestors, I mean, everybody. I mean, guess what? Women couldn't vote back in the day either, no matter what color you were.
Exactly.
So, you know, we really, really have to take advantage and, you know, think about the people that did the work to get us where we are with this whole voting thing. Your voice can be heard. Your voice should be heard. Wow. So the process, so seeing it from this side has been amazing. Like, it just made me respect the process so much more. It's safe. It's checked. It's triple checked. It's quadruple checked. I mean, so yeah, it's, you know, absentee voting is a very safe way to vote. And people just, you know, if that's what they want to do, they need to come on up to City Hall and get their application, get their ballots. But otherwise, the polls, if you prefer to go in person, a lot of people do. I was one of those people until I took this job that preferred to just go in person.
Right.
But now I can. So
right.
This was my first year voting absentee in the city of Muskegon. So.
Wow. We hear a lot about voting election integrity. What can you mm-hmm. say about the security of our votes?
You know, here's the thing. There are the equipment is tested and retested before any election. So, and there's a public test where people can come and actually see how this equipment works and how we test it. And we actually, everyone in our county did theirs today, this morning at 10 a.m. So, you know, if that's something that you're concerned about, you know, I invite you to take advantage of what is done, and that's those public accuracy tests, and they're done before every election. So you can actually see that process. And there, you can also, you know, register with your party to be a poll watcher. I don't know if it's too late for that, but you can see the process from the inside of the election polls as well. So,
and I know that we're cracking down on a lot of stuff. So if I'm supporting a particular candidate, I'm not allowed to wear their apparel inside the polling station, right?
You cannot. There's absolutely no campaigning, and that includes, you know, wearing the paraphernalia as well. So there's no campaigning within 100 feet of the front door of the polling location. So if you see someone too close to the door, just let the workers know, hey, there's somebody out there. And it's happened, you know, so they'll get in contact with, if the chair can't take care of it, they'll get in contact with the clerk. I don't mind telling people, back it up.
Now, in the past, and I know this is your first big run at this, past, election has been very delayed in Muskegon Heights and certain areas of Muskegon County. Do you expect for this to be a late result, like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
Well, here's the thing. That depends on the county. So once the city gets done with their closing the polls down, they have to take that information to the county, and the county is the one who uploads that. So it just depends. You got to think about it. There's a lot of information coming into them at one time, and they can only go so fast with it. So, you know, I guess maybe the quicker we get done here, we could be earlier in line there. And I do want to say, too, that our election workers are very seasoned. So they've been doing this for years. And I know they got out at a decent time for the primary. So I expect that the same thing this time. We should, you know, hopefully be done at a decent hour and get that information to the county as soon as we can.
Now, are you guys sending it electronically, or do it has to be hand delivered?
It is delivered.
Uh-oh. Oh, there we go. All right.
By me, though.
Right. So I mean, we trust the process.
From me. Yes.
it's just the delay happens always with the delivery. We wait on somebody way out here in Ravenna. We wait on somebody in the township.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to think about it. I mean, they're going to, I don't even know how many municipalities are in the county, but they have to receive all that information into one location. So, you know, that process could take a while, but it's just the way it is.
Just the way it is in Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so
but
much.
But you're more than welcome to call like any of the clerks and get information. I know you do anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah. And if they have that information available, they could share it.
All right. This would be my first election. I would be out of the country. And
really? Yeah. Did you vote absentee?
I'm voting absentee. I done made my mind up as of yesterday. Yep. Which way I'm rolling. And so I will be monitoring. I will be hitting that refresh button. Wait on each page to populate.
You know, G-Man got your back. Like,
oh, yeah.
You ain't here. G-Man is going to be broadcasting. Is he broadcasting live this year?
He definitely.
For this election?
Yep. We got John Covington. We got Karen Boyd, John Van White. We got Republicans and Democrats and Independents all in the studio the whole day. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love it. But thank you. Thank you, Jennifer, for being available. If people got questions, what's the best way to connect with the city clerk?
So you can call my office directly. That number is 733-8999. And or you can just stop up and see me. I mean, I gotta be here. So
post it up.
So I'll probably be here a little bit later on Monday. But the election coordinator room, so I'm not in the clerk's office. I am in the election coordinator room, which is right across from the inspections department. And the door is open. You can walk right in and we'll get you taken care of. It only takes a few minutes. And like I said, if you want to, we got privacy booths set up here in council chambers. So if you want to just get your ballot, go fill it out, drop it in the box, boom, you're done.
You're done. Just like that. All right, yeah. Sis. God bless you. Talk to you later,
right,
okay?
Bro.
Take care.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye.
There you go. Jennifer Ross, Muskegon Heights, City of Muskegon Heights, City Clerk. Getting ready. Election 2022. Back to my music.